Gavin Dykes must be delighted with many aspects of that. Firstly, the result, but also the display, the performance, and the sheer determination.
Yeah, look, it's been a good night for us, Chris. It's the old Finhearts that people didn't like coming here for, and we've been trying to get people to go and commit harder and work harder. And in fairness to them, you know, last week we were totally deflated, but we had a very good week and a good response from them, and I thought tonight we were excellent. We really, really were. You know, we fought every 150-50s all over the place, and Sligo were a very good side. You know, they're really, really, they showed that in Europe. You know, they've won 4 European games. So, I mean, for us to get, you know, the result, and when we went down to 10 men, you know, I thought the crowd were great as well. I have to give them great credit because they kept us going and kept us going. So, yeah, we're delighted, but we have to move on very quickly.
That's as good a North West derby and as good an advertisement as you can get for the league. I mean, it was gutsy old cup tie stuff.
Great stuff, and that's what people pay the money in the gate for. And we probably haven't done enough of that here. And we spoke about it, that this is our home ground. You know, we can't have people coming up here. You know, I know when I came as a Sligo player, as a Derry player here, it was one of the hardest places to come to. And we've got to make that now. You know, that's 2 wins at home against Drogheda and UCD. And if we are going to get into a position that, you know, we get to a playoff, because that's the ambition at the moment, you know, we're going to have to look after our home form and then try and nick something away from home. But like I said, we're off the bottom tonight, but we were bottom last week. So it can change very, very quickly.
Great performances all round and some very good goals.
Yeah, I'm delighted for Ryan Rainey because I give him stick that he hasn't scored all year for us. And I thought he was excellent tonight. I thought he was outstanding tonight. You know, he came over to me with 6 minutes to go and said that he was cramping up. And I told him, just come on, keep going. And he got a great goal at the back post. And I'm delighted for him because that's the energy and that's the honesty that we needed. Barry's goal is, you know, his goal of the season contender. And I'm delighted for him as well because it hasn't been easy for him. You know, he stepped up as captain when Webby got injured. He's a great lad. He leads by example all the time. He's so honest and so talented, and what a strike.
Yeah. Now, it was raining yellow cards at some stages of the game, but it wasn't a dirty game. And it was robust and it was full-blooded, and at the end, it's the result that counts.
Look, Chris, I'm not going to comment about the officials, but I think somebody someplace wants this to become a non-contact sport. I don't know who's guiding it, I don't know who's saying it or anything else. These games don't go ahead unless we have officials, so fair play for them for coming up and all that stuff. But I mean, people get excited by 50-50 challenges. People get excited by the centre half, you know, tackling the centre forward. That's all part and parcel of the game. Now, whether it's UEFA or FIFA, I don't know. But at the moment, people are just, if there's contact at all, in my opinion, there's a way overreaction on stuff. And look, it is what it is. Yeah. You know, it's a derby. That's what we're for.
Yeah. I suppose that's the only real downside is, you know, it's more players with yellow cards, and down the road that could mean suspensions, and that can always be a problem.
Yeah, it's amazing how we get yellow cards and other teams don't. Yeah. And that's the reality of it. And, you know, I just thought, like I said to you, I thought some of the tackles tonight were 50-50, you know. I thought we got some yellow cards. They didn't on some occasions. I'm sure other nights they'll think that way. But look, we'll concentrate, and we have a week off now. You know, we'll get a good week under our belt and get ready for the good injury. Yeah.
And finally, Gavin, you know, after last week, it was so important to bounce back. And I mean, that must be such a boost within the squad. I mean, it shows the spirit and the fighting attitude there.
You know, like I said, they're good lads. You know, and I've said that since I came in here, and we've brought in a couple of good lads. You know, we've let some lads go, and that's nothing against them. You know, that's what we felt we had to do and what Ollie had to do. And it's a good dressing room. They're really, really honest. They're good guys. And I think, you know, tonight you're seeing that, you know, they let themselves down. You know, when you look at the game last week, we're 1-0 up, and we didn't manage it. You know, we gave away a silly, silly goal. It was 3 or 4 mistakes, and UCD scored. And then, all of a sudden, you know, confidence drains out of them. Tonight, no, we dug in. It would have been very easy when it went 3-2, you know, for us to give something away again, but we didn't. We managed it. Big Liam has came back from a hamstring. I thought he was very good for the 10-15 minutes that he came on. And so, great credit to them. But like I said, it's done. We move it on.